Page 157. World out of balance.
When you realize where your food and your nutrition and your medicines are coming from, you have a greater appreciation of what this area is, of what your land is. But we've lost that real connection with the land. And I think we're seeing the result of that and development and Western ideology and politics and capitalism all plays an integral part to how we develop land, how we use land, and there's an imbalance, and that's why we're seeing not only in British Columbia but around the world climate change, and in the end we all have to pay the price. A lot of the issues with climate change stems back to how humans are involved in the forest. We're seeing a lot more forest fires because there's a lot of mismanagement. And one of the biggest issues is that we don't allow forest fires to take place. So we have an area of forests that are old and decadent, and that's a big problem. Over the last 100 years, we've taken that very integral part of the forest that, you know, restarts the whole initiation of renewal, regrowth. If there was a lot more renewal, different species of trees would come back. You know, a lot of our indigenous people rely on what's coming out of our rivers, the salmon, the fish, and what's coming off our land, you know, whether it's the beaver, the muskrat, the moose, the bear. We have a greater appreciation of what is basically a gift from Mother Nature, from the Creator. And in that way, we have a great appreciation of the land and what it can provide for us. And even within our culture, you know, we give tobacco, we give smoke, we give thanks to the waters, to the land. And it's that connection that's missing in Western society. I think as an Indigenous person, in Canada or anywhere in the world, I think we could be a catalyst for change.
Copyright Climate Atlas of Canada.